This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 13th, brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Well, members of the House of Representatives in debate over legislation to allow higher blends of ethanol to be sold year-round. Nebraska Republican Representative Adrian Smith stood in favor of his legislation.
Well, I rise today to urge my colleagues to move toward American energy independence and pass my bill, the Nationwide Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. With global tensions, volatile fuel prices, and persistent uncertainty in the energy sector, energy independence is no longer a theoretical goal, but a vital part of America's national security and economic survival. E15 is a winning solution. It is a reliable, clean, and affordable homegrown fuel that strengthens every link in our domestic energy supply chain. Nationwide, year-round E15 would provide immediate relief to consumers. In my district, you can see up to 52 cents per gallon at a time when families need it most.
Support also coming from the opposite side of the aisle, including Illinois Representative Nikki Baczynski.
As a lead Democrat on this bill, I've been proud to work with Congressman Adrian Smith on this issue. We both understand, like many other members, that year-round E15 is bigger than politics. This is about American farmers. It's about American consumers, and it's about American energy. E15 is truly one of those rare issues where everyone wins. And here's why. American farmers win because it creates strong and stable markets for homegrown corn. American consumers win because E15 helps to lower prices at the pump. Our economy wins because E15 supports jobs and investment in rural America.
Not all favor the legislation. Wyoming Representative Harriet Hageman approached the legislation from the refiner perspective.
This bill is disastrous for Wyoming refiners and independent petroleum producers, leading to a direct loss of at least 750 jobs in my home state. And just to correct the record, it isn't the farmers that produce ethanol or E15. It is the refiners. And this bill threatens to put them out of business. And in fact, it's interesting that anyone who supports this bill has not yet mentioned the fact that it is the refiners that will be forced, mandated, to meet the E15 requirement. The refineries that are at risk of closure because of this bill across the country employ more than 5,800 workers. We could lose upwards of 266,000 indirect jobs that depend on small refineries.
Debate over the E15 legislation sparking opposing views between corn and soybean growers. The issue relates to how the E15 bill would impact biomass-based diesel and soybeans often used to make the biofuel. A study released this week from the University of Missouri's Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute says the bill would lead to using more corn-based ethanol to meet national biofuel blending quotas at the expense of green diesel fuel. In addition, a new CBO estimate said the bill would lead to $2.7 billion in increase in direct federal spending on crop loss programs over the next decade. Follow AgriPulse.com for results of the pending vote. And finally, the Senate confirmed President Donald Trump's nominee to lead the Fed Reserve, Kevin Warsh, brings new leadership to the world's most powerful central bank. Warsh was confirmed in a largely party-line vote, 54-45. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.